boys to come over the base last and get between them and their base while they crowd them then. They change the tune on. We finally got to play the Marvis. Whole lot. That's a ladies' man's game.
Yeah, that is. That's expensive too, if you're not very good.
Yeah, I agree with you.
What do you call that game that men play now where they have a pole with a flag on it? They take a club and hit a little white ball.
Bounce it up there. That's the way to do that.
No. Pull out and plank it like this.
Oh.
And walk after it.
No, I never got to hang up there, that. But they used to have them at these picnics, you know. You'd run that street up and see who could hit the end of that board there and knock that weight the highest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I caught on to that pretty quick. And had a big old fat cousin that's about twice as big as I was. And he couldn't understand how I could do that without going on to it. They'd stand up there and no one hit as far as they could. I was all right. And I said, well, how'd that gun? I'm just 17 years old and a runt. And I said, I can knock that thing, I can bump that thing with one hand. Oh, he said, you can't do it. And I said, well, you just watch it. And ring the bell, you know, I said, just listen and watch and see. And I brought that thing on just as you go to hit, you know, kind of pull her to you.
Mm-hmm. Hit it way over on the far side.
Yeah. And he said, I see now that there's a slack to it, but I don't know what it is. Well, I never told him. Us boys, we got a pretty good size in the gym down here. You know, we'd get out there to see if we'd lift 500 pound bale of cotton.
My goodness.
Sit down on a pair of scales, these little scales, back to one scale and get a hook, you know, and see if you pull up, push her out the furthest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 675 is all the scales would draw, and there's two or three of us could do that. But we soon learned, two or three of us did, to be how to lift them bales of cotton. It wasn't so hard if you got on to it. It was like the two old preachers debating. One would get up there and say, now then, elder, get by that. How are you going to do that? And he'd get the next and get up and he said, now that's easy if you know how. I said, I know how. And they'd have it. And we'd run the foot race, see who would jump
high. How high up would you lift that bale of cotton?
Oh, not very high. We could lift them off the ground, maybe a foot high, like that.
Holy smoke.
Oh, we was pretty good boys for old country boys.
What'd you do, put it on your knees and rock back?
Or no, back up to it. Put it up on your back.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Boy.
You think some of these little town boys, 17, 18 year old, ain't they do much of that?
Yeah, I bet they still do. I remember we used to get down on our backs, get a kid on our hands, and see if we could keep our back flat and get our arms up straight.
Well, now I'll tell you what job we used to do. Get that broom nose up here and you get hold on either side and clean my hands. Stand out there and bring her down, you know, with your arm stiff and see who turned it. We'd have to turn somebody's hands.
Mm-hmm.
See who's the best man, who could keep it and turn it.
So you had done
the most wiggling and twisting, but if you just kept it coming down, somebody had to give.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I bet that was a good game.
So you find out whether you had to grip your hand or not.
You hold milk some more cows.